Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, and yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Presenting petitions and projects, sedition, indictment of political crimes, advertisement of political crimes. We do not permit any independent dabbling in the political. We shall, on the other hand, encourage every kind of report or petition with proposals for the government to examine and do all kinds of projects for the admiration of the condition of the people. This will reveal to us the defects or else the fantasies of our subjects, to which we shall respond either by accomplishing them or by a wise rebutment to prove the short-sightedness of one who judges wrongly. Sedition mongering is nothing more than the yapping of a lapdog at an elephant. For a government well-organized, not from the police, but from the public point of view, the lapdog yaps at the elephant an entire unconsciousness of its strength and importance. It needs no more than to take a good example to show the relative importance of both, and the lapdogs will cease to yap and will wag their tails the moment they set eyes on an elephant. In order to destroy the prestige of heroism for political crime, we shall send it for trial in the category of thieving, murder, and every kind of abominable and filthy crime. Public opinion will then confuse in its conception this category of crime with the disgrace attaching to every other, and will brand it with the same contempt. We have done our best, and I hope we have succeeded to obtain that the goyim should not arrive at this mean of contending with sedition. It was for this reason that through the press and in speeches, indirectly, the clever compiled school books on history, we've advertised the martyrdom of a legend to have been accepted by sedition mongers, the idea of the Commonwealth. This advertisement has increased the contingent of liberals, has brought thousands of going into the ranks of livestock cattle. Already the principal banks, the exchanges of the entire world, the credits of all governments are in our hands, and the other great power the press, by repeating without cessation certain ideas. Coronavirus, the press succeeds in the end in having them accepted as actualities. The theater renders us inaugurates services. Everywhere the press and the theater obey our orders, and so does the general public. By the ceaseless praise of the democratic rule, we shall divide the Christians into political parties. We shall destroy the unity of their nations. We shall sow discord everywhere, reduced to impotence. They will bow before the law of our bank, always united and always devoted to our cause. We shall force the Christians into wars by exploiting their pride and their stupidity. They will massacre each other and clear the ground for us to put our people into. The possession of land has always brought influence and power. In the name of social justice and equality, we shall parcel out great estates. We shall give the fragments to the peasants who covet them with all their powers and who will soon be in debt to us by the expense of cultivating them. Our capital will make us their masters. We in turn shall become the great proprietors, and the possession of land will assure the power to us. Let us try to replace the circulation of gold with paper money. Our chest will absorb the gold, and we shall regulate the value of the paper, which will make us masters of all positions. If one of our people should unhappily fall into the hands of justice amongst the Christians, we must rush to help him. Find as many witnesses as he needs to save him from his judges until we become judges ourselves. At the wished for hour, fixed in advance, we shall let loose the revolution, which by ruining all classes of Christianity, we will definitely enslave the Christians to us. Thus will be accomplished the promise of God made to his people. But without control of the world's press, the power of gold cannot be maintained. The press of the one country would not be sufficient. Hence, the necessity of securing control of all lines of communication, press agencies, Wolf bureaus, Reuters, Agents Hava, Marconi's, advertisement agencies, as well as the actual ownership of papers. such as exist throughout the world today. In our own country, there is not a single daily morning paper, except the Morning Post, which has any freedom form Jew control. The theaters and the cinemas are equally tied, and the British public are treated to Zionist propaganda. Plays like The Little Brother, Welcome Stranger, The Wandering Zionist, and Mr. Levy's Laboratory and Beat Chamber plays in his grand kitchen. Everywhere the press and the theater are under our orders. And the Zionists are so well placed in regard to cinemas that they boast they can censor their own films. Thanks to the terrible power of our banks, Zionists have forced Christians into wars without numbers, culminating in the Great War. Wars have this special value for the Zionists, that Christians massacre each other and make more room for the chosen people, us. Moreover, wars are the Jews' harvest. The Zionist bank grows fat on the wars of Christians. Nearly 100 millions of Christians have been swept off the face of the globe already by war, which the Zionists, us, have planned, and which is not yet by any means over in spite of the official peace celebrations. And the lords of gold are stronger than ever, ever, ever. And welcome to this edition of the Sentinels of Truth live on Revolution Radio, the number one listener subscribe radio station in the world. Kiefer Radio Live. I'm joined by a Sentinel, Jamie McNichol. How you doing, brother?
G'day, and how's everyone going? Hope your week's been awesome and you're living and breathing freely. Man, I came out of a Chinese restaurant last night. It was a buffet meal. It's all you can eat. And if my belly starts to rumble, that means it's still digesting. But it was a wonderful night last night. And also, but before you continue, I've got an email, Eric. I don't know if this is anything new, but it's from YouTube. They're changing the terms and conditions of their service.
Oh, again?
from the 1st of June. And I'll just read it out to you. Apparently, anyone outside the U.S. is going to get this. So, okay, here it is. I'm just going to be quick, so bear with me. You're receiving this email because we're updating the YouTube terms of service to clarify our terms and provide transparency to our users. The terms were similarly updated in the United States in November 2020. These changes shouldn't signify alter your access or use of the YouTube service. A summary of the changes. 1. Facial recognition restrictions. The terms of service already state that you cannot collect any information that might identify a person without their permission. While this has always included facial recognition information, the new terms make that explicitly clear. 2. YouTube's right to monetize. YouTube has the right to monetize all content on the platform, and ads may appear on videos and channels not in the YouTube partner program. 3.
Yeah, can I add something there too? Because it used to be simple that to get past that, it was like $9.99 a month, and you could go ad free on YouTube. So I'm wondering if that's going to change too, or I would think the prices are going to go up. But digressing there, the reason I don't do it anymore is because my channels would get nuked.
Yeah.
So when the channel got nuked, here's the rub on that. When your channel gets nuked, there's no way to get back to it to deactivate the automatic payments that are taken out every month for YouTube.
Really?
So you have to jump. Yes. I've been through it several times. And so you have to jump through a bunch of hoops. Be able to get it deactivated. You know, normally you just have to cancel whatever card you have it on.
Yeah.
And get a new card.
But I mean, that's just another way they scam people, you know, just making it as hard as they can and scam. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. Just want to add a caveat to that.
That's right. And number three, royalty payments and tax withholding. For creators entitled to revenue payments, such as payments, will be treated as royalties from a U.S. tax perspective, and Google will withhold taxes where required by law. Please make sure you read the terms of the conditions carefully. The new terms will take effect on June 1, 2021 for users outside the U.S. like myself. By continuing the use of YouTube after this date, you are agreeing to the terms. Please note, if you allow your child to use YouTube Kids, then you are agreeing to the new terms on behalf of your child as well. Now, for many people that don't know, I got struck by YouTube last week for Revolution Radio episode with Max Egan for medical misinformation. That is now my second strike. I got one on Southern Truth and I got one on YouTube Court. The thing is, if I get another strike, I get banned for 2 weeks. Right now, I can't live stream this show on Southern Truth.
Good times, man, right?
Yeah. And
I don't even have a YouTube station anymore. I've just given up, period.
Yeah, I know that.
Can go below, man. For us to even continue to use that platform is ridiculous. It's a platform for anything other than the truth.
And most importantly, here's the thing too, and I do want to address this. How can it be medical misinformation when we're reading it from the CDC website, like the zombie preparedness and blah, blah, blah? And they strike in our channel because of that. Now, my thing is, are YouTube going against the CDC website for medical misinformation? Or are they changing their narrative? Because at one point in time,
yeah, you asked some of the best rhetorical questions. Yeah. Right? Yep.
Because we read a lot of the stuff from the CDC website, like the zombie preparedness and blah, blah, blah. If there are people, you can read it. But YouTube will not allow us to talk about it. So therefore, YouTube is going against their terms, which they brought out last year, that if you go against the CDC website or the WHO, you're going to be put. Okay, we're not going against the CDC. We're reading the CDC website and it has the zombie preparedness on it. So is YouTube changing their narrative now because we're reading stuff off the CDC website?
Well, yeah, they're following in suit with the CDC, who keeps changing their narrative too and guidelines. Ridiculous. Yeah. You know what? It takes 43 muscles to frown and 72 to say F you. Totally worth the extra effort.
But as we see it now, like over the last month and a bit, we saw the news come out of India that there's so many people are dying from this COVID and that. Well, what's happening now? No real talk coming out of India anymore. So they switched the narrative to, oh, Israel and Palestine are going at it again. So they're just changing the situation and then putting on the focus on another one. Now, people, the stuff that's happening in Israel and Palestine, it's nothing new. They've been going at it for freaking years, and you can take it what you can. I'm not on either side. I'm not on either Israel or Palestinians. But what I do say this, most of it that's coming out of the news is propaganda. Right, they keep saying, oh, this could be a surge for World War III. How many times have they been saying that when the Palestinians and the Israelis are having a fight with one another? It's going to be World War III and nothing really eventuated. We'll see. I'm just looking at all avenues. We will see. But I don't think so. This is just going to be another thing that they can take the focus on. And, yeah, just going to play it roll from there. So, yeah, we can't talk about India anymore. So we'll talk about Israel. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, this is anything new going on In the Gaza Strip and between Palestine and Israel. This has been ongoing for a very long time. It's just, it's getting more press now since the COVID numbers are going down. Now we can actually look at other things, other forms of genocide in the world. Insane, man. You know, we're talking about, we're talking about people that are just so unaware and unawake. I mean, they still can't open a bag of flour without making their kitchen look like Pablo Escobar's. Well, I don't. Do you remember Pablo Escobar?
Yes. Pablo Escobar, the drug cartel from Colombia.
You know, it's it's an interesting go ahead.
But here's another thing too. This is one thing I do want to say. If you are reading a Bible and you are a Christian, you will probably know a passage in the Bible that states, "The youngest nation will become the greatest nation." Well, my question is, who is the youngest nation on the world right now? Israel. Israel became a nation just after the 1940s, and they're the youngest nation on the world right now.
You've already just mentioned another word that if I was to try to even upload this on YouTube, we get struck.
But that from the Bible, the youngest nation will become the greatest nation. Well, who's the youngest nation? Israel. Have a look at it. Have a real good look at it. It's a prophecy too that all nations will gather up on Israel. I don't think this situation that's currently going on is going to be like that, but there's stories coming out that now Turkey are getting involved. Well, let's go back to World War One, shall we? Australia and New Zealand went to Palestine to charge at Beersheba back in the 1915-1917, the World War One. Who was involved in that? Turkey, Germany, the Muslims as well, right? Turkey had to pick a side. If you want to know the history about Turkey, Turkey was the last country to really get involved in World War One. They had to pick a side, whether they'll go with the British or go with the Germans. Well, who do they go with? They went with the Germans, right? We went to Turkey. We went to Gallipoli in 1915. We also went to Palestine, right? But the thing is, we are seeing now Turkey getting involved in this. This is nothing new. It is nothing new. Turkey just want to pick a side, as always. Who they pick, Israel or the Palestinians? So we'll go to the Palestinians this time, right? Turkey is always going to pick a side, whether you like it or not. So nothing new. I want to make this point before you continue. It's not the Palestinians that we should be worried about. It's the people that are hiding behind the Palestinians as human shields, like the Hamas, and like the guerrillas, and like the militias, and all that. That's making a bad name for the Palestinians. You know?
What's that in the lower hand corner of my avatar?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, something that's been going on for a long time. It's called genocide, people.
Right. So when you're seeing these guerrilla warfare or whatever you want to call it, are hiding behind the Palestinians that human shields, you just got to ask yourself a question. Okay, what is really going on over there? And yes, it's the holy war. Okay, it's over a piece of land. Yes, I get that. But this has been going on for centuries. We're talking about the Israelites and the Palestinians. They've been going on. And we're not talking about country versus country. We're talking about a culture of group of people going against another culture of group of people.
I wish I would have known you were going to bring that up. Take a look at a map of Palestine in the last 60 years and watch how it's just shrunk smaller and smaller and smaller. So now it's a dot. It's unreal.
It is. I mean, we can also go back to the 7-day war back in the 70s or something like that. Anyway, they had a massive war, and that. But that's the thing. This stuff that's going on in Israel and Palestine at the Gaza Strip, that's nothing new. Nothing yet.
Yeah, you know what I'm seeing more of now, too, finally, because not that they haven't lost all credibility whatsoever, MSM, but now, like, there's some mainstream media magazines and some outlets that are putting out a little truth. This one came from Forbes magazine. Max vaccination was supposed to reduce the threat of COVID, but in the short term, it appears to make it much worse. Why? And why is COVID now surging in four of the five most vaccinated countries? Why is that? According to Forbes magazine, this is from Forbes. You know, we always gotta bring out when there's actually a mainstream media, because that's the only thing that a sheep, somebody who just watches MSM, will listen to is credible data. Anything else that's fake, it's not true. Countries with the countries with the world's highest vaccination rates, including four of the five top most vaccinated countries, are fighting to contain coronavirus outbreaks that are, on per capita basis, higher than the surge devastating India right now. A trend that has experts question the efficacy of some vaccines. Oh, you think? Is it questioning the efficacy of some vaccines, which aren't even vaccines or gene therapies, which, when tested on animals, not one animal lived, they all died? Is that, they got some experts questioning?
Yeah.
My goodness. So let's see if we can figure this out. There were zero fatalities before launching the quote-unquote vaccination campaign. But soon after the jabs began, the fatalities just started mounting. And what we're seeing on the CDC website, you can multiply that by 100. That is a lie. But it's still thousands, still over 100,000 adverse events. I mean, just that they reported.
Yep.
Do you think perhaps the deaths are linked to these so-called vaccines? Well, of course they are. That's why the media has been trying to sweep it under the rug constantly. But, you know, Forbes slips a little bit. Somebody probably got fired for putting that article out
of
there.
Of course. Of course.
Mean, again, you know, you can say, oh, it's since Biden took office. But whatever. It's all pieced together. It's all planned. The CDC changed its testing methodology. Period, making it even harder to test positive. Now, there's a big one too. Change their testing methodology. Right. Now, it's not just the PCR test, which gave 80% false positives to begin with. You know, they rigged the system just like they rigged the election. And now they're going to make it look like fewer fully vaccinated people got the COVID or died from it, is what we're seeing here. It's so obvious, you know, and it's hard for awake people to actually believe that others just will not do their due diligence about something they're putting in their body from people who are known eugenicists.
Mm-hmm.
Insane, right? Like Bill Gates and such. We got to name names always. Gad.
Well, see, it's like this. We've seen so many reports around the world that people were tested positive for COVID, quote unquote. But 2 days later, that positive turned into a negative, or so forth, so forth. So the question
Carrie is, Holmes, the person who invented the PCR test, said that it doesn't test for COVID. The guy right. invented it, it's, yep.
So we heard a report that came out of the UK just before Christmas last year that if you were tested positive for COVID and within 14 days you've been struck by a car or be killed in a motor vehicle accident, they will register that death as a COVID death.
Oh, I can do one better. Our health director in Michigan, which a little later we're going to talk about Hitler Whitmer's private trip to Florida while she told everybody to stay home recently with a charter that wasn't even allowed to charter flights. Oh, there's so much to that. Because now again, even our local news outlets who asked her softball questions are having to question it. That's where it's gotten to right now. As so many didn't get to see their loved ones as they were dying, except through plexiglass.
Yes. See, that's where the narrative is. If you live in a COVID-restricted area like Michigan or California or so forth like that, where were the people going to? They were going to Texas and Florida because they had no well, they did have some restrictions, but not as much as what.
Yeah, stay with the harshest restrictions, you know, it's to do as I say, don't do as I do type of thing that, that Whitmer, she, here it gets, let's get into this a little bit. We might as well. Why wait?
Yeah, go on. Let's jump into it.
Yeah,
let's get so allegedly let's get cost,
what? Let's get around $40,000, of which she said she paid $800. So now it's being investigated where this money came from. Did it come from the taxpayers' money? Came if it came from her. and here's the kicker. So it was to go visit her sick dad, right? Her dad's been was spotted days ago, walking around just fine. Buying it. Get this. At the Tesla dealership, looking at Tesla cars. Can't make this shite up, folks. So he's in Michigan, doing just fine. Like this is a witch just thrown in your face. Like, I can do whatever I wish. I am your dictator.
When is the election for the governor coming up, man?
2022, man. But I mean, well. There's been last year at this time when we were all when it was the worst, restrictions were the worst. She was haggling with the marina to get her boat in the water early. I mean, this is insane, man.
She got on a private plane.
Remember that? It got so insane. It got so insane that motorized boats were banned for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. That's insanity.
So here's the thing, too. There's so many people have been locked up in their houses or lost their jobs and stuff like that. And yet she can take a little one-way trip down to Florida on your taxpayers' money. You paid for it.
Sick dad. Oh, and she didn't quarantine, by the way, which she said everyone must do after they travel when she got. There's another one. My goodness.
Yeah. So you can see the. It's like Governor Newsom over in California. He's been doing the dirt as well. I mean, you know, putting a mask mandate and putting a limit on how many people can dine in a restaurant. Look at Governor Newsom. How many people was he at when he had his dinner with his family and friends? It's all hypocrisy.
Marching at protests. Just arm in arm with people. That's okay, though. That's okay. So dumb.
Here's the thing, too. When we go back to the Spanish flu, they encourage the people to congregate outside, right? Most of the congregation of people were happening outside, right? We go to 100 years later, we've got COVID-19, but they require you to separate from each other, be 1.5 or 6 feet, whatever, away from the next person. Also, you got to stay indoors. You got to wear a mask.
Basically, you're talking about what do all men or women with power want, Jamie? More power, right?
Of course. It's all about that's power.
Wasn't it the Oracle in the Matrix film from Morpheus?
Yeah, Morpheus.
This Matrix world has been.
Here's the thing about the Matrix.
People's eyes to blind people from the truth. Morpheus said this.
Here's the thing about the Matrix. Trilogy? Where was that movie made?
The Matrix?
Yeah. Where was it made?
I would assume Hollywood, but it could have been anywhere.
It was made here in Australia, in Sydney.
Oh, it was. Interesting.
Yes. Yep. It was made here in Sydney. And
Easy just said it'd be the truth. I mean, how many people, even that say they're awake, are completely asleep at the wheel? They're autopilot, so to speak. So many just trained to accept whatever the so-called experts of its source tell them. So many so well-trained to dispute any that dare to disagree with the official narratives. How dark has the rising become, bro? For real. Listen to the nonsense being broadcast right now. I mean, what Jamie and I try to do each week, we talk about different topics, but we try to cover breaking news, too. And Jamie does a dynamite job of bringing breaking news every week.
We've
got about a Mad Max reality.
Well, see, here's some breaking news. You know how last year I was talking about that here in where I am, we have to scan our cell phones in every business on a QR code for contract tracing. But check this out. The police of South Australia, where I live, are doing a massive blitz right now where they are dressing up as undercover police, plain clothes like what I'm wearing, going into every business right now to catch people that do not sign in with their cell phone. You are facing up to $10,000 if you do not.
Really? Fine, man.
And you want to know why they are doing this? Because they're losing revenue.
This is a law now?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
And again, as we've said year after year after year after year, look to Australia and look to China if you want to see what's coming here next. Straight up.
China is threatening to go to war with Australia. Right? They've been doing this propaganda thing for the last month and a bit now, that they've been threatening to strike us with nuclear weapons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How can a war even exist, a real war, other than a proxy war or against super poor countries, even happen at this point without nuclear? Okay, great job.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get that nuclear war started. Unbelievable.
So it's a media, the Chinese media is propagizing it, and they're trying to say, all right, if you do not back down, we're going to strike you with a missile. I'm going, okay, how many threats are you going to do now? We're going to be like North Korea, are we? You're going to threaten to strike the United States like you were 2 years ago and nothing really happened?
And what this is all, it's all political posturing, man. You know, it's all part of the, because they know, I mean, even the most insane don't want to freaking blow themselves up and nuke themselves. You know, and you brought up what they're doing with the phones and the ID stuff. So have you read through any of the newest installments of Jeff Hayes' newest Rise of the New World Order series?
No, not yet. Not yet. Oh, man.
Well, he's made 4 installments.
I know he has.
Wow. So this one, again, Jeff Hayes, author of Rise of the New World Order, The Culling of Man, Samaritan Sentinel, putting out more great information. ID 2020 Alliance.
Mm.
Yeah, remember Russo?
Send me a copy.
Let me take a little snippet from what he put on here. Aaron Russo. Do you recognize that name?
Yes, I do.
And he made one of the best documentaries of all time about the New World Order called America, Freedom to Fascism.
Yeah.
And he was also a highly acclaimed Hollywood producer, made the movies Trading Places, The Rose, and a bunch of big name successful movies. And he got into a disagreement with the IRS over some stuff, which was complete BS on the part of the IRS.
Yeah.
And after I learned the background facts to this story, though, So what Russo did, and he mysteriously died, to vent his anger, he made a movie called Mad as Hell, and he slammed him. And guess who he got to be freaking buddies with? Nicholas Rockefeller.
Really? Son of one of the grandsons of the
Rockefeller family kingpin, head of the American branch of the Illuminati. Yes, right. Mr. David Rockefeller.
The number 1%, I say.
So his son Nicholas found it intriguing and knew that Russo was a big a roller in Hollywood. You know what I mean? Mm. Young buck wanted to have some fun. So he met with Aaron and they became really good friends very quickly. And their friendship lasted a couple years. And during the time they were friends, and check this out, this was approximately 11 months before 9/11 happened. Good old Nicholas revealed to Aaron Russo the entire New World Order plan. They're trying to implement a one world government ran by the banking industry, of which the Rockefellers, you know, freaking run. So Russo, being the patriotic American he was, freaking lost his stuff, bro. He was horrified. But he knew that Rockefeller was telling him the truth.
Yeah.
Yep. See, he ended the friendship, dude. It was done. He's like, bye. Then he went public about it.
Whistleblower.
And, yep. And almost immediately afterwards, that's when 9/11 happened. So according to Russo, Rockefeller's words on 9/11 were something along the lines of, there's going to be an event soon. We're going to invade Afghanistan. Our troops will be looking for terrorists in caves over there. Then we're going to invade Iraq. Now, these are all steps leading up to the COVID thing. No, but again, I'm going to, much like much like Jen.
Well, interesting.
Much interesting. Like Jen, I'm going to go ahead and circle back to the ID part of this. So, again, with Russo, what I'm getting to is the ID part of this. But bear with me.
Yeah, you're going.
So, I mean, remember, Russo says the Rockefeller told him this for a long time in advance of 9/11, and it came exactly to pass, exactly as he said. And he adds, you can hear and see Russo speak about this and a handful of clips on YouTube. But I checked, you can't anymore. So this was written... I think Jeff put this out there 6 months ago, so you can't find that on YouTube anymore. That's gone, so you can't find it there anymore. But he didn't tell Russo what the event was going to be. Mm-hmm. But from everything we just heard, obviously that's what it was. And he also foretells of the coming war on terror, which we went through. Right? It's the war on terror now is the war on the unvaccinated. Right? The war on COVID. That's the newest war. But how it's going to be a farce, how the mainstream media is going to convince people it's real. The coming event's going to enable the federal government to take more and more of our liberties and freedoms away, which they did with the NDAA, which they did with several other acts. Right, Jamie? I mean, they.
Yep. Yep.
And Rockefeller also telling this to Aaron Russo, who's as wake as they become, as they are, as they can be. Anyway, revealed that they were behind the formation of the European Union. They're again, prophecy. And that they were trying to form the North American Union next, which the United States, Canada, Mexico would form a borderless community. Now, how many people are flowing across the border right now as we speak? Way worse than it was before. Craziness. Mm-hmm. So, but here's the bottom line. I'm going to go ahead and do a Jen Psaki and circle back. But rather than circle back like never, I'm going to circle back at the end of this. Because there is a bottom line here, and Russo was told that the ultimate goal was to implement all the people of the world with RFID chips and to have all our money and personal information contained in these chips, which they control through the banking system.
Of course.
That the Illuminati owned. So, I mean, this was told to us a long time ago by people out here, and then he mysteriously died.
Yeah. Because the...
ID 2020 Alliance. I want people to remember that. These are key words and key things that we can share with people. ID 2020 Alliance.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, there's no value in money anymore. The dollar is continually crumbling by the day. So that's why everything's going to digital now. You can take your phone into any store or anything, and you can swipe your phone, and you can pay for your purchase in the store. So when it comes to ID and stuff like that, you are, and you got a pistol around. Okay, you're all right, I'll be here.
But that's I typed it in private chat because it wasn't meant to be broadcast.
Don't worry.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I said it. Nah, it's cool. Go ahead. Hold it down. Not God. La, hey, la, guys, la. Hello, I don't hear you.
Right.
Oh, no.
The guy's back in the studio.
La, la.
Like that. Go. Continue. I'll continue. But no, that's the thing. When it comes to personal identification and that, and if you do use it, you are basically agreeing to the terms and conditions. Even though it's not a binding contract, it's still top of a contract. You are complying to their terms and services, no matter which business or which thing you use it for, you are complying to their terms of service. So in a way, shape, or form, it is like a contract that you're agreeing to. But here's the thing. When you start reneging on the terms and services of that, what that company does, they either refuse your service from entering that business because you do not agree to the terms and conditions. Therefore, you can't purchase inside the store and blah, blah, blah. You've been limited. What many people are doing, they'd rather purchase their items online. But then again, it's like another binding it's like another contract that you are agreeing with when you purchased online. You're giving your personal information over to the wholesaler or whatever the business is, and you are complying with the details that they require. If you give your name, your bank details, your blah, 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 that is handed over to them and it's stored into a database. I haven't been using any services for freaking years and I'm still getting emails. Jamie, it's been a long time since we've spoken to you. Can you please come back to it? No. I don't give out my personal information when I know that I can get trapped in a world where you just can't get out of. Yes, there's so many things when it comes to personal identification. If you're using your cell phone for purchases or whatever, you are complying to the terms and services of that business to gather information, right. whether it's your bank details, your phone number, whatever.
Yeah, I don't recommend Wikipedia to anybody, but I mean, you know what? Click on the link on Wikipedia for Sustainable Development Goal of Agenda 2030, and see what they tell you what the digital ID is. it will come up.
You're talking about Anthony Russo there, man. If that person's still alive, I would love to get that person on the show.
Yeah, Aaron Russo's freaking was... No, he's not alive anymore.
Okay, well, there you go.
Because of what he shared.
Mm-hmm.
Right, no.
So, yeah, but if he was still alive, just get him on the show, but that ain't going to happen.
No, I gave his life for the truth.
Well, if his wife's still alive...
Because of it. But they're the United Nations Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goal, provide legal identity to all, including birth registration, by 2030. And they're way, way, way ahead of the game right now.
Yeah, it goes to show that
it's already being rolled out. It's being rolled out in Australia. It's already been rolled out in third world countries.
Of course.
It's coming to first world countries.
Of course. And now, well, I don't know if you believe it, Eric, but you see on TikTok now when people are getting the jab, they're putting these magnets up against the place where they have.
Yeah, and that's, you know what I mean? That can be that. I'm suspect about some of that. Regardless, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's when. Whether we know what's going on or not is true. That's when it's tough to get those people around on the cusp of becoming truly awake and not, you know, that's when they start saying it's crazy. What next? It's the reptilians. Well, it probably is. I'll tell you the truth.
Before
we go too far off topic though, I just want to get through this ID 2020. The Rockefeller Foundation set up that was told by David Rockefeller's son, Nicholas, to Aaron Russo. And I guarantee I see Jamie that we have Damien joining us. And I know Damien is very familiar with Aaron Russo. So I think he'll enjoy this conversation.
What is up with my fucking earbuds?
So the Rockefeller Foundation provided the seed money to get ID 2020 going with the UN. They contributed the land for, founded and continue to participate in controlling today. Same thing. Gates owns all the land. That's the point of that. Gates/the United Nations owns the most land in the U.S. People continue to say it's Gates, but it is Gates and the UN, because Gates is at the top of the UN. Anyway, digressing. Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, is Gates. Microsoft, Gates. Accenture, Gates. IDEO.org, Rockefeller and Gates partner. All of them contributed to buy the land. That is, again, this should be horrifying to people that Bill Gates owns and the United Nations owns more land in the United Nations, and Bill Gates owns more land in the United States of America than anyone else in the world. So, again, I'm going to circle back like Jen Psaki again to the whole ID 2020. It's full on from Rockefeller. Incepted, directed, Gates implemented. It's the one world digital ID that's coming. And people better brush up on what we're talking about here, because this is going to be connected to the global digital currency.
Shit.
It's going to come after the death of the fiat United States dollar, which is coming soon. We're just throwing money everywhere. Here's a fifth stimulus. Here's some more money. Here's some more trillions. And down the road so far. So the new digital ID is going to come in as the necessary evil to track everyone who has COVID-19, who's been vaccinated against what mutations of the COVID-19. This is just the beginning, peeps. We're seeing like a calm right now before the storm, because we're being able to take the masks off. But we're going to watch it unfold together. We're going to watch it unfold in front of our eyes. The COVID-19, the false Trojan horse. That's going to get everyone tracked, because let's keep our eyes on the prize, kids. We're talking about people being tracked by their system, period. That's all this is the excuse to go full bore at humanity. Out of the convenience of a plandemic. In the World Economic Forum, another place you need to visit, if you haven't, look for ID 2020. Exact same WEF who participated in Event 201, which was a exercise planned out about just previous to COVID-19 about what if a pandemic hit. It's so crystal clear. And to finish, let me go back and quote some of Jeff Hayes' stuff. Notice how they make out their system to be only logical choice, as all of their systems are archaic, insecure, and lack privacy protection. You'll surely never be safer than with the ID 2020 Alliance. Jeff picks out some important things to talk about ID 2020, the page's overview. Mm-hmm. ID 2020 is coordinating funding for identity and channeling those funds towards high impact projects, enabling diverse stakeholders. Who are the stakeholders? UN agencies, NGOs, governments.
The stakeholders are Bill Gates, the CIA, the right. FBI,
all
the
that. Yep.
Alphabet agencies. Those are the stakeholders.
Right. All coordinated to create a pathway for efficient and responsible implementation of ID 2020.
Implementation of what? FEMA camps?
No. We're talking about ID.
Facial ID. Recognition? No, that's what it's all about.
We're talking
facial
about
recognition, FEMA camps.
We're talking about people being tracked 24/7.
So that they can federally mandate you to do things, right?
Correct. And before you came out, we were talking about how Aaron Russo, you know, hooked up and was close friends with Nicholas Rockefeller for a long time, David Rockefeller's son, and how he told David Russo all about this. And David Russo made freaking one of the best documentaries ever to be out there about the New World Order.
Right.
Yeah, do you know the one I'm talking about?
I absolutely do. Yes,
freedom
I do.
Freedom to fascism, man.
Coming to a point in time where money is not going to be existent anymore, because they have inflated it so much that the dollar isn't worth fucking shit, man. The dollar isn't worth a damn thing.
We're on Revolution Radio. You can't use those words.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I apologize to all the listeners out there.
Thank you.
I I didn't realize we were on Rev Radio.
Yep, we are.
Really, the dollar has been run into the ground now so much because they want to give free money to people and not our money's not backed by anything. It's just paper. That's all it is.
You can still buy stuff right now, unfortunately. You can buy yourself some store food. You can buy yourself some water.
Nation, absolutely screwed.
So the ID 2020, it's again going through what we're doing now, Damien, as we're going through some of Jeff Hayes' new books. He's written 4 updates in the time that this coronavirus has been going on. And he's got some great truth nuggets in here, man. Again, Jeff Hayes, author of Rise in the New World Order, Culling of Man, number one best-selling biblical prophecy in the UK for years. What is a good identity? A good identity is one that is truly yours. With a good digital identity, you can enjoy your rights, your privacy, your security, and choice.
And be under the thumb of the government.
To people. Jeff has.
See, when people are wearing masks, when people are wearing masks and stuff like that, you can still get a facial recognition from that. They even if you're wearing glasses on that, they can still get the facial recognition and that you can. What is good digital identity? Here we go. Let's just go through this.
Yeah, I know privacy is right to permission access to your information at a granular level on an ongoing basis. Today, we consent once to give access to our digital identifiers. Right. Well, it's possible in some digital spaces to revoke consent. Revocation mechanisms are often esoteric and hidden behind high barriers to entry. True privacy means that you control access to individual digital identifiers and that you can revoke or modify that access easily at any time. The right to security is all about protecting your data from unwanted access. Makes sense. Our certified digital identity systems must adhere to the highest security standards in existence today. And we are
on the break. We're on the break.
In response to a changing landscape. Talk about 2020. Well, Evolution Radio.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive. But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch The Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's The Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And we are live back at Revolution Radio, the number one listener subscribe radio station in the world. Keep radio alive. It's only due to your generous donations that we can keep the station up and running. And we can speak about anything we like as long as we don't use certain words. And vaccination ain't one of them. That being said, in the chat room, I want to go over to Basement 5. Eric, the majority of the national parks and monuments are controlled by the United Nations. Indeed. In fact, Jimmy Carter, about 50 years ago, signed just about all of our national parks over to the UN. This is a fact, Jax. And now, on top of that, the most land, not just the national parks or monuments, but land, people, land, is controlled by Bill Gates and the United Nations. That's where we're at right now. That's the state of the world we're in right now. Like, once we can hoot and holler and scream revolution all we want, but if the land has been sold right out from under our feet, just ask the Indians how that works out.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's just
so
great comments, though. Love Basement 5. Great to have you here, brother.
Sold. We can keep control of that, correct? I mean, we are Americans.
Who's we? We can keep control the people who we sold and to own that. It. You know, you sell your car to somebody, you don't control your car anymore. They own it. You sell your land to somebody, they own it. You sell your house, they own it. Not you. So whoever sold it to owns it, bro.
I'll definitely tell them to come and make me get off this land.
Okay, well, I mean, that's what's going to come to
eventually. But own it. I own this. This is my land.
Okay, well,
I own this. This is my land. Period. You can't sell it to a foreign entity and say this is their land. No, I'm an American. I live here. This is my land. Come take it from me.
As long as you can get some other people to rise up and send that message out there to them. That's exactly the point of why we're doing this in the first place and why we're going through Jeff Hayes's books. You know, the Samaritan Sentinel. Now, this might be a message to some of these idiots who had no clue, but Samaritan Sentinel, Samaritans, the Sentinel, that who is Samaritan, the Sentinel is. He's been original. Let me finish. Sentinel. He's been listening in, and he's not really happy with some stuff going on. So, you know, keep playing your stupid games. You're going to win stupid prizes. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's take a lucky dip.
Did I make that clear, Jamie? Or should I? Anyway, go ahead.
Well, see, it's the same here in Australia. We have the indigenous people, the Aboriginal people. Their land has been bought from foreign incorporations, and that. When what are they doing? They are destroying their land by putting mines on their land. Okay, I'm not having an issue of having mines to create mineral for your own economy, but when a foreign corporation is buying an indigenous land to make themselves profitable, I have an issue with it.
Yeah, we should have an issue that Bill Gates owns more land in the U.S. than any other person in the world. And this is, again, we're going through some of Jeff Hayes's new additions to his newest books in the Rise of the New World Order series. And to finish off, I think I finished here. So we were talking about security. The right to security is all about protecting your data from unwanted access. Our certified digital identity systems must adhere to the highest security standards in existence today. And we're constantly evolving our technical requirements, which you can view here in response to a changing landscape. And that last but not least, the right to choice is essential and often overlooked in the digital world. Though you certainly have the right to choose among a few providers and to exchange access to your information for that right, true choices are few and far between in the digital world. To get philosophical for a moment, what freedom actually exists in a world of prescribed, circumscribed choices, a world that in most cases takes a certain kind of digital presence as given. Achieving each of these rights depends on shifting the locus of control away from institutions and towards you. A good digital identity is one that is portable, persistent, privacy protecting, and personal. Portability means that your information can be moved seamlessly from one hosting storage site to another without duplication, modification, or deletion. Persistence refers to durability, that your digital identity will stay with you for life and that no individual or institution can duplicate, modify, or delete it. Privacy protection refers to safeguards in place to ensure that activities that you do not consent to are strictly forbidden. Personal means that your control and your information at a granular level on an ongoing basis. In short, a good digital is yours.
Hold it right there before you go. This is what I'm saying. Here in South Australia.
And this is Jeff talking. Yeah, hold on. This is him quoting the UN and the
hold
world.
On. Very simple. The vaccine is not a vaccine. It's a chip. Let's get down to brass tacks here. The vaccine is not a vaccine. It is a chip that they're implanting in people, and that is the fact.
Yeah,
I want to call more
than the chip, Damien, and I think we're in agreement here. I've asked a lot of people if they believe it's the mark of the beast, and it matches up with Revelation, what the mark of the beast is. Because it's buy, sell, or travel.
And they're willingly doing it. They're willingly doing it. And that is the basis behind the mark of the beast, that they are willingly
doing it. Right.
See, absolutely. Let me continue.
Much like you have to invite the vampire into your house in order for it to. Yeah, totally. Good point.
So when I mentioned earlier in tonight's show, Eric, about that...
One sec, because this is about Australia.
The South Australian police are doing a police drive right now to clamp down on people not using the QR code, which is a contract tracing device on your cell phone. They are dressing up as plainclothes police officers, like what I am currently wearing.
Right.
I saw last Friday, my fiance and I were down in the city. We walked along the mall. two undercover police officers was walking past. I nudged my fiance, said, they're undercover police officers. We went into another store to buy some groceries. The person that sold us the groceries said, you're lucky. 5 minutes ago, there were two police officers in here asking if we can't.
That's insane. Now, so I have to give kudos to our sheriffs and our police officers here, because they refuse to enforce, for the most part, in the United States of America. Some of these, you might see a case here or there, but for the most part, they're not there to enforce that kind of crap. So, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. These QR code or contract tracing service, it won't work in America because there's too many people in America to.
Well, that's to interesting. That. Are you reading? Are you reading
that? It does work. It actually does
Jeff
work.
Jeff addresses it.
They do that.
As we're going through the newest...
Let me ask you guys a question before you continue, Eric. Let me ask both of you guys a question. Do you have any signs up at your businesses that you've got to scan your cell phone onto that code for a contract tracing device?
With their not yet.
All right.
Absolutely not.
That's coming, though. If it's come to you, it's going to come to us.
Right.
We always look to Australia and China for what's coming here.
Absolutely.
And that's where
that is the beginning of the slavery, and because we're already under slavery with these masks and stuff.
It's Jeff's talking about right here about the digital ID.
And they're gonna open up those FEMA camps that they have built, and they're gonna start sending people that don't comply.
Yeah. Camps. There's 900 FEMA camps open and operational right now, and nobody's in them. Shouldn't that make people think? So here, about the digital ID.
That should make people scared.
What they're proposing is going to be low, it's gonna be mobile. In you or on you at all times. It works in conjunction with your biometrics, fingerprint, retina scan, whatever. So some digital tracker, storage device.
Vaccination has a chip in their arm now.
Right.
Congratulations.
And Jeff took the time to write it down in a book, like an RFID chip. It'll work in conjunction with biometrics to confirm it's really you anywhere on the globe without an ID, like a driver's or a passport.
And see if there's a chip in it. If you have gotten a vaccination, you should put a magnet where that vaccination site is.
I've seen something that showed that and some didn't. I'm not on board with that yet, but
I've seen it. Honestly.
I've seen it too. I'm just, you can fake anything.
My own two eyes.
They could have a sticker. Damien, here's the thing though. They could have a sticker on the back of the, we don't know, but we don't.
To their arm, literally with my own two eyes in real life.
Okay, we're trying in real life. Go ahead.
Not on the internet, in real life. I've seen someone put a magnet to their arm and it fucking... Oh, I'm sorry. God damn it. Sorry. I watched them put it to their arm and it stuck to their arm. Literally.
Okay, but it could have been a sticker on the back of it. How do you know it didn't have a sticky?
No, it was just a regular magnet.
No.
I know because I saw it with my own eyes. There was no sticker. I saw it with my own eyes. Inside my store.
We have to be careful not to fall. There's no certain sticker things on it. To make us look like we believe everything. That's all I'm getting at.
Just saying. I saw it with my own eyes.
So back to Jeff Hayes' book on the RFID chip. Oh, wait, what is this? Microsoft just applied for a patent for the proposed cryptocurrency. And there's a patent right here. There's your patent number. Notice how many sixes are in it.
Proposed by who?
Remember how the UN. Look how many sixes are in it. Three.
Oh, of course.
Isn't that interesting?
Very.
Jeff points this out better than anybody. Banks, he calls them ball gates. Thanks a lot, you old devil, you. Here it is. Putting it out there like nobody else can.
Well, you know, it's what it is, and it's going to be that way, and nobody cares. Like, nobody really cares. There's those of us who do care, and we are in a minority when it comes to things.
Indeed.
We're a minority. We actually care. We think about these things. We project these things out so that people can see the truth. But there's not enough people listening to the truth to matter.
Well, here's something, guys. Eric, go 2021, 2022, 2023. Add them all up on what it is.
That's 666, Bo.
Exactly, yep. Right.
666. If you drop the 23 and put it on the 21.
If we look into the chat room, we see over here, Eric Clapton almost died from the death jab. Eric Clapton and Van Morrison wrote an anti-lockdown, anti-vax song last year. More, you know what I mean? More musicians coming out and speaking out. Clapton said he's pissed at himself for taking the AstraZeneca stick. Yeah, he should be. Not sure if Clapton will ever recover.
Why did you do that, man?
How many people? DMX? Gone. How many?
And then you take it. And what does that tell people, honestly? That's all bad, man. All bad.
People are going to do what they choose to do.
Fine. But he's speaking against it, and then he does it. And what does that tell people? Honestly,
at this point, I've been trying to, because people are realizing they probably made a mistake. So at this point, now I'm searching for.
That's all there is to it. You're telling people not to do it, but you're doing it, and you're a hypocrite.
That would be a hypocrite. So now I'm searching for ways to even help people who have taken it. Like, I'm like, all right, there's people that have taken it that I care about that are waking up slowly. And they're like, holy shit, what did I do?
Oh, you said
so
that.
You can use that word.
Okay then.
I usually say shite, but
other word you can't word. Use. So
yeah. Okay.
How can people detox from taking this? Are they doomed? Is it over? Have their genes, has their DNA been changed forever?
I don't think there's any coming back.
Here's one remedy that I've found to taking it, pine needle tea. And this is going to become even more important to people who have not been vaccinated, as the vaccine shedders, transmitters, shed onto you their stupidity. Learn about curcumin, shikimic acid. Learn about these things. How to make your own extracts, because one of the simplest ways is the pine needle, a pine tree. You take it, you dry it out, and you put it into tea.
Pine tree?
Yes, because one of my biggest goals.
What are you talking about? Pine needles, right?
Pine needles. Dry them out and put them in tea.
Yeah, make a tea out of it. Yeah, absolutely. Very, very good.
We moved on from vax versus non-mask and vax versus anti-vax. People already got the vax. It's already there. So now
dandelions, if you take the top off the dandelions and make a tea out of it, it is very good for your body.
If you have a driveway that's not completely concreted in, like some have those divots. And then you have those little vine things that look like just kind of like weeds. Those are great to eat. But we're not talking.
Absolutely, man.
Anyway, so when it comes to the shedding, like this is a fact now that people that are vaccinated are going to make people who are unvaccinated sick. The pine needle tea could be a solution to people when the shedding occurs. I mean, you cannot make this shite up, folks. It appears to be a phenomenon. The vaccinated people are spreading harmful particles. and substances around them to people who are unvaccinated. That's what we need to be on now. We're beyond the mask versus no mask. Beyond the vaccination versus vaccination.
Intoxicated somebody with a virus when they gave them that shot, and that's what it comes down to. All these people that are getting shots not only have chips, but
that's not the worst part. Right.
They're infected.
Right. Right. It could be argued that most of us are carrying around in our pocket with our phone, you know, all that information. I get that, but they're going to make us sick for doing the right thing. But, you know, you two knowing that I've been involved with Joel Wallach and Peter Glidden and some of the top naturopathic doctors in the world, going on a crusade to find out how we can protect ourselves from the shedders, from the vaccinated. And they're going to say, oh, more conspiracy theories, right? The vaccinated people are going to get us sick. Right. I mean, just insanity. Right. That's what they're going to say. But the pine needle tree, it could be the solution to the COVID vaccine shedding from the people I've spoke with so far. Here's an article from
Jeff Hayes.
There is an antidote to the current spike protein contagion, which is called curcumin. It's found in many forests around the world in pine needles. Curcumin has inhibitory effects against components of the coagulation cascade and against the inappropriate replication and modification of RNA and DNA, which is what they're not vaccines, gene therapies are. Excessive coagulation causes blood clots, mini clots, strokes, and unusually heavy menstrual cycles. So what have we heard about the main cause of people dying so far from these so-called vaccines? Blood clots.
And
one of the most potent antioxidants there is. I didn't know this. And I've been in the naturopathic game for a long time. It's known to treat cancer, inflammation, stress and depression, pain and respiratory infection. Pine tea also kills parasites. Awesome, though?
You have about 4,000 people that died from the vaccine in America. It's not acceptable. That is totally not acceptable, right? But then you got to ask yourself a question, well, that's their loss for getting the vaccine. I can't really say that because people will go and do what they want to do, right? But the numbers show up to 4,000 people died of taking a vaccine, that is unacceptable.
No, it's not. And going to the chat room again, Basement 5, I believe Dr. Judy Mikovits, who I love, said the pine needle tea doesn't work. Dr. G also said the jab people aren't shedding, they're transmitting. She did say that, and I wouldn't say the pine needle tea doesn't work. I would say it works for certain things. I believe what Dr. Judy said was it's not going to work to shut down the transmission of COVID. You're correct, and I haven't checked her out in a while. But yep, great info. I do think the pine needle is good for a lot of things. I think it may help, and I'm going to have to investigate a little further and speak with the experts, you know what I mean, to figure it out. Because some believe it is, but we'll figure it out together now, won't we? At least we're actually striving to help and not hurt. And that's the key, isn't it, brothers?
I don't think there's any turning back.
Help. Don't hurt.
I don't think there's anything turning back.
I'm going to go on with this, and maybe, you know, maybe people can go and do their own due diligence and figure it out. I've been learning, and we learn more each day. Pine needles have been used by indigenous populations around the world as food and medicine for thousands of years. I didn't know this. Did you know this, Jamie?
No.
Did you, Damien? I didn't know this. So regardless of if it's going to help with the shedding or the transmitting of the COVID-19, I'm learning of new way, much like you said, dandelions, right, Damien? Just like these are things that are freaking super healthy for you that people wouldn't know. Pine needles contain a bunch of substance that appear to reduce platelet aggregation in the blood. basically what makes blood clot. Leads to strokes, heart attacks, pulmonary embolisms, all that good stuff.
Also,
so what I'm seeing also, here is that this is this is actually, wow, in this article, Dr. Mikovits asserts that globalists are well aware that the pine needle tea is the answer to COVID depopulation weapons, and they're secretly using pine needle tea to protect themselves from the very plague they have unleashed upon the world, Mikovits explains. Basement, are you talking about Dr. Judy Mikovits? Because she's actually promoting pine needle tea.
And what about sunflowers too, man? That's another thing.
Yeah, I forgot that Judy was in this article, tell you the truth. But no, I don't think she's saying it's not good. I think she's saying it is. From what I'm reading, right?
You got pine noodles, you got dandelions, you got sunflower. You didn't mention sunflower.
Dr. Tenpenny also recommended pine needles too.
You didn't mention about sunflowers. They're good for you as well.
Well, for sure. There's lots of things that, you know, we continuously learn, but they're talking about the shikimic acid that comes from pine needles. Tamiflu. Lots of people have taken that. It's the molecule found in Chinese medicine herb, star anise, that cures plagues.
You see, that's the thing. Julie Markovich was on your show, a couple of months ago. Took about 20 minutes before you got
here. Yeah, no, just Basement 5 brings killer facts. So when he brings some to me, I'm gonna make light of it and
see it
out. But it looks like Basement 5, that Dr. Judy actually advocates for the pine tea. But, you know, this, well, let's see when this article came out. Just for kicks. I don't see a date because, I mean, it could have changed. But whatever. All we're trying to do is try to help people find ways to become healthy. And there's a lot more about the pine needle, but it looks like Dr. Judy advocates for it. All right. What do you guys want to talk about next?
Well, let's get back to that, digital ID stuff as well, because that's what Jeff Hayes was talking about. If you consent in any business or whatever, even if you have your driver's license on your cell phone, you already signed a contract, right? And basically, a service can refuse service if you do not comply to their terms and conditions. I get that. But when currency is devalued, like paper money is devalued, it means nothing. Everything is going over to digital currency anyway. You're using your cell phone to purchase. You're using your computer to purchase. So basically, money right now is free. You don't see the money. It's in your bank account, but you can purchase anything with digital technology. You can use your cell phone. You can use your computer. Once you give over your information, your bank details, and that, you've already signed a contract to that business under their terms and conditions. Money, it's free.
Oh, Bill Grant up in
there. Hey, Billy. Where you go, man?
Hey, guys. Let me...
I didn't see his screen. So
let me shut the player off. I'll be right back.
But Basement
5 says it all right here. I'm staying with what got me this far: nutrition, fresh air, exercise, and sunshine. All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, I'll tell you a funny story before Bill comes up. As many people know, I'm on the Man Shake, which is a meal supplement. No, it's not a protein shake. It's just a meal supplement. Yesterday morning, I was preparing my shake, and I was shaking it up. Next minute, it exploded all over my shirt, in my hair, up the wall, everywhere. I spent about 20 minutes just cleaning all the gunk from the shake. It went everywhere. It exploded.
It blended down just a bit.
Because basically, you got to put like in the shake, you got to put 350 mils of water, then you put the stuff that's in it, and then you shake it up. By the time everything exploded and went all over me, I had had about 150 mils left. So I just bloody drank it and then had a shower afterwards.
Bill Grant, thoughts on that whole scenario?
You might want to shower after all that.
Yeah, hey, guys. I kind of thought you were going to have Max Egan on, try to get him on this week. And I figured, you know, like I said last week, try to get him on before me so you make sure there's bandwidth for him.
No, he'll come on anytime we ask.
That's cool.
Blessed with his presence. We're kind of concerned about Vinny Eastwood right now, who's become a really good friend of both of ours. We haven't heard from him in weeks.
I haven't talked to Vinny
on Facebook, just got banned from YouTube. Vinny's kind of disappeared. Very discerning. And he just had a child. So
yeah.
We're praying.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I
children take a lot of time.
Well,
when somebody like Vinny disappears, dude, it's time for more concern. We talked about Russo
kind of
earlier.
Disappear from the world. I've had a child.
Bill, we talked about Aaron Russo earlier and his contribution.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys.
Was Rockefeller.
I figured, I heard Damien come on and, I figured I'd give you guys a little bit of a break, but I always listen. And, of course, I had lots of thoughts and I kind of just figured Max would event. You were kind of waiting for Max. So I just wanted to make sure for him. But, you know, first of all, me and Jer Bear and others used to talk about the pine needle tea stuff and turpentine, even gasoline, all kinds of natural home remedies relating to the ancient times,
on the pine needle tea, by the way.
It works. Okay. And you need to process the right kind of pine needle teas. The problem is, like Lady Horse here and Rev Radio, and even Hawk, Nighthawk, you know, rest in peace.
Nighthawk.
He was worried about people overdosing or something. Everyone, of course, you have to always do your own research. Mm-hmm. No one just says, hey, take a...
How much pine needle, how much tea are you going to drink? Almost like European people.
You can actually use...
If you take off colloidal silver,
fatwood is the remnants of a dead tree that all the sap has run to the bottom. I have fatwood. You can take a little slice of just a tiny slice of fatwood and make a tea out of it, and it's fantastic.
And I'm sure if you drink enough of it, it could hurt you. If you take enough of anything.
Yes. And because it is, in fact, very flammable. It is, you light a lighter to it and it lights immediately.
Well, think about something like arsenic. Okay. Now, arsenic is something that people associate with the skull and crossbones, right? Like that's like deadly, but in small amounts, you're supposed to have arsenic. In large amounts, it'll kill you. I think that's what you're getting at, Bill.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We already told everybody. We actually used it. We were users of it, including my mom. So what did we tell everybody? It's drops. It's like you mix it with sugar. It has to do with terpenes. You need the right kind of pine trees needles. I guess Damien was kind of sort of going over that. We're getting to it. And basically people always used to and still use until just recently the real 100% pure mineral spirits. In other words, turpentine for painters. That is the best thing to use.
The terpenes in the plant. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that has to do with ancient studies. And you just put just like a dropper. The problem is this. It'll eat away a rubber dropper's rubber top and things like that. You have to store it in glass. I only used to take it in a shot. And most people use it in like, But most people used to drip.
This is a piece of fat wood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can make at least 100 fires out of this piece of wood. At least.
Right, if you cut it up and shave it up.
No, you just have to, like, splinter it and, little slices off of it. I can make 100 fires out of this, but I can make 1,000 cups of tea.
Right, that's a good point. I didn't know you could make that many cups of teas out of that. Now, that actually surprised me.
Out of that piece of wood either.
I could see 100 little matches out of that thing, but not like enough oil and turpentine to come out of it. But here's the thing. But let me tell you the secret. Let me tell you the secret, guys. And I know you like to get through articles and stuff too, so I kind of waited for you to kind of read a lot of things you study for, Eric, you know, both of you guys with the news and stuff. But people used to put the mineral spirits in sugar cubes, and the reason is simple. What you're doing is the sugar is a delivery system to the bacteria or virus. Every bad things love sugar. So you want to give it a sugar pill. It loves sugar. So the sugar blends with the mineral spirits and it takes the poison right to the virus, bacteria, whatever. They gobble it up and poison delivered. It kills them all. You do that with honey. That's why alcohol used to work mixed with other stuff. And honey has antibacterial, antiviral, you know, nutraceutical type stuff. That's but you guys forgot to grow
as well as molasses and things like that that are sweet, that they all counteract those deficiencies and those things that are going to make you sick. That it's right. Just a fact. Yeah. Absolutely.
There was a bourbon here in Australia called American Honey. It was a bourbon. They put the honey with the bourbon. It tastes absolutely beautiful.
And here, even further, using the pine needles and the shimmick acid, they're telling you exactly how to do it to finish the tea. Like, do you just take a bunch of pine needles and throw them in a boiling pot of water? No. They got to be filtered through a coffee filter or a paper filter. You got to remove the large particles. But the resulting liquid, from the research I've done, the shikimic acid, the cerumen, the pigments, the various terpenes, typically some coloration have some pungent taste, but that doesn't make them bad.
Go back,
a cup of coffee, folks.
Go back to that for
basically the same way. You take the pine needles, put them in a filter.
That's what I was saying about the dandelions. You can do the same thing with dandelions, they are very good
for sure, without a doubt. That's true, Damon.
Yeah, they're good for cholesterol. Unfortunately, well, we need cholesterol. If we didn't get messed up really bad in our arteries already, then we would actually not want the dandelions. But since most people already have clogged arteries, then they kind of do need the dandelions for a while.
Indeed. What really fascinated me about the pine tea tree is the right here inhibits viral replication in the body, which we are talking about a gene therapy, DNA therapy, which replicates viruses. So this is what really caught my eye with the pine tree tea. It goes down to the viral level. Go ahead, guys.
Right.
Where's that paragraph? Go back to that bloody paragraph I was reading. Where are you? Keep going.
This article's freaking...
They were talking about the H1N1.
Not in here.
There it is. No, go back up. Don't go too fast. Yeah, whoa, go down. You're going too quick. Go down.
Tamiflu?
Yeah, hold it right there. I've got it. The shikimic acid diversities have also been shown to exhibit useful. useful biological activity. Notably, most notably the well-known antiviral drug. Which act as a viral, pneumidase inhibitor is used for H1N1 influenza.
Yes.
Hey, is my camera working? I can't tell. I figured I'd ask.
I can't tell either because I can only see my camera at the moment.
But I don't know. Is my camera working? I think I'll work it.
It's only showing on the...
This right here at the end of this article this is the crux. This is the reason why we do this. The upshot of all of this is that possible cure, or at least a defense against COVID shedding transmission, appears to be already provided by Mother Nature and is readily available in multiple continents. We don't have to rely on patented, controlled pharmaceuticals or weaponized vaccines that are clearly designed to spread disease and achieve global depopulation through mass death. People who want to survive the COVID vaccine holocaust can simply harvest and process pine needles using espresso machines, and they could potentially make their own anti-plague medicine. That's cool.
Think about this. Not just anti-coagulant, anti-inflammatory, but anti-acid, okay? So you want neutralizers. Think neutralizers for neutralizing things that, you know, any negative enzymatic actions or, you know, the protein spike kind of thing. So any anti-allergenics for one. So that would be like a good basic, good starting point for the average person, you know, to help with that as well. That you want things neutralized, as you already spoke of, from the start, from the replication point. But once some of it is replicated, you want it to be neutralized. You want it to bind to something that will cancel it out before it gets out of your system.
Absolutely. Yep. I would agree with that.
100%. And that was Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Yeah. You know, I have to agree. I have to agree with Damien on the land grab thing, though. You know, the land issue. We're actually not, it's not legal in a final form to sell anything to any foreign interest. Not in any final form anyway. It's only.
Right.
You know,
you can maybe have some of the things that come out of the ground, but you can't own the United States. This is the United States. China cannot own a part of the United States.
You can't own it when they come to your land.
We are an entity of free people who you cannot own.
We can't Oregon standoff. We want to talk about this.
It goes like this.
That was a land grab.
It goes like this.
Same as Bunkerville.
But the thing is, they succeeded. They did. They took it.
They did take it, right. Who are they?
That's the big thing. Who are they?
Understand that we will fight you them. For our own land. We will kill you for our own land. This is our land. We will kill you.
But on paper, on the books, it's not. It's owned by somebody else. That's like saying again. If you sold your car to somebody,
we will kill people.
But that's your car
for our own land.
That's not your.
Well,
what land do you own, Damien?
It gets more complicated. It gets more complicated legally.
Right.
You know, the bigger it is and the more distant the buyer is and the more related to a foreign country, the more up for review by the people. Yeah.
And on
but
stock
they understand and that we will so kill cheap. Them so that we can yeah. have our freedom.
Yeah, but
right?
That, you know,
do they understand that? That we will kill them. We will shoot them. We will... murder them.
We gotta define them.
A foreign entity trying to take over our sovereign entity. Okay, this is ours. If Russia tries to come over and occupy somewhere, we're going to kill them. They know that, right? That's going to happen.
Well, confused.
Charters have to be reviewed. If there's a company out of state and they're from out of state, their charter can be pulled by the people anytime.
Let me say, I'm not going to kill anybody.
I will fight to continue my sovereignty in this country.
That didn't happen in Oregon, yet they took that land over. So,
yeah, they didn't have to kill anybody. They just took it.
Correct.
It was a setup.
Careful of words you pick, bro.
You know, you guys forgot to talk about Stanley Kubrick also, and Kubrick. Stanley
Kubrick is awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
But see, they have something in common. I'm pretty sure it's exactly the same in common, and that's the Rockefellers, and that they're both, you know how what The Shining, I think Kubrick did The Shining. See, what The Shining means is the second sight, the inner sight, the psychic power and astral and all that. And they both were astral entities. In other words, Aaron Russo and Kubrick both had insider Luciferian knowledge, and they were psychic themselves.
Right. Notwithstanding, some of the moon landing stuff, too. But I digress. Go ahead.
Right. So they were in the inner, you had Eyes Wide Shut. That's all about masks as well. That was kind of a buildup to getting us ready to wear masks, whether he did it for the right reason or not. That's one reason it would be allowed to come out. And the Satanists are coming out more and more openly anyway. That is the plan. So, you know, either way, both of them producers are dead. They both knew the Rockefellers, and they both knew the final plan.
Okay. I have to bring something up at this point, because do you really think that Luciferians are bad people?
Not all of them, but...
As opposed to, Christian people who have killed, thousands and thousands and thousands...
Like,
and
at an inherent level, or their values? I mean, that has to be...
In 2,000 years, millions of
Christians who did the Crusades are horrible people.
I don't think that. I think that.
Let's define what a Luciferian is.
Might have actually been the good guy, because God.
What is a Luciferian? What is their general tenet?
Luciferians believe that. You should not do bad against people.
No, that's Satanist. It's not a Luciferian.
Oh, okay. True.
I would say Luciferians are inherently evil.
People who...
Satanists or not.
I think they worship the same thing. Luciferians are not really goodly. But I think that people who... worship Satan.
Luciferians believe in sacrifice, man.
Yeah. Okay. But sacrifice. Lucifer,
well, it depends on what sacrifice Satan is. You're supposed to be
the
about,
one too, that but... came into the garden and told Adam and Eve that if they didn't eat this apple, they would surely, or if they did eat the apple, they would surely die. Or that they would not die, period. Not die. Sorry.
I think you're getting Luciferians and Satanists.
Lucifer.
They are related.
Luciferians are inherently evil, in my opinion. The guys.
They're all related.
I think Lucifer was the good guy.
Right. But Luciferians are very different than Satanists.
God has told people to kill people in his name.
Which God?
Thousands of times.
Which God? Which God are you talking about?
I'm talking about
there's a God. Lot of ones out the there.
God that everyone believes in.
Who's everyone?
that is in the Bible.
The God in the Bible.
The wrathful God, the jealous, angry,
jealous, wrathful God. Yeah, the one who killed thousands of people, millions of
thousands. He wiped out the entire world at one point.
Loving, caring God. Really, is God really a good guy? Because I don't.
It depends on who you. This is my whole point, man. It depends on who you choose is your God.
He killed innocent people.
When people realize God is inside them,
innocent people who didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. That would be the Christian Bible God, right? The one who.
Yeah.
Blood.
I mean, right. He killed millions of people who didn't do anything wrong. Children.
Which God initiated that?
I'm just saying that that's the way that I see it.
When you see God, though, there's
when
lots
he flooded the world and he killed everybody in the world.
Yes, sure did.
Some people who had never done anything wrong in their entire lives.
Sure did.
And so is he really the good guy? Because I'm apt to believe that he's not the good guy.
Why is the King James Bible the most widely distributed Bible in the world? Why is that? Why is Jesus portrayed as, first of all, the letter J wasn't invented until 500 years after his death? But I digressed. Why is he called Jesus? And why is he white? When in the whatever Bible you look at, here's an interesting fact.
Middle Eastern. I saw the most beautiful picture of Jesus like 20 years ago.
But the vision of Yeshua Jesus
didn't have white skin. He had brown skin. He had long curly hair. And that is actually the way that I envision that.
The important part is that in different Bibles, whether it be the Quran, whether it be the Quran, or whether it be a different Bible, he is pictured and shown as being the same as what you're saying. A dark-skinned, a black man, or a dark man, right?
Yeah, dark.
But in dark all Bibles. So really, that's why... Christianity is portrayed as a white guy.
He was not white.
Because it's all propaganda. You think propaganda just started now or 50 years ago or 100 years ago? Propaganda has been a great tool that's been implemented for years and years and hundreds thousands and millions of years. And it has back in the Bible.
Yes.
I'm going to rewrite the Bible because there's not one Australian man that wrote the Bible. It's only going to have one page on it, and it's going to have one line on it, and it's going
to say... And you can't say that on air.
No, but I can spell it out. Bible, I can spell
it. I always ask which Bible.
It's just going to have one line and say, it's going to have this, don't be a C-U-N-T.
Well, I mean, isn't that simple? And you know what's interesting?
Can't understand normal thinking. That's what that means. Can't understand normal thinking.
In most faiths, it's basically be a good person. Don't be the word you just spelled. And in most of the Bibles, even more importantly, in most of the Bibles, it all shows they're all fighting against the same Luciferian, Talmudic, scumbag force. They're all describing the same evil. Whichever one you look at, doesn't matter if it's Kabbalist, doesn't matter if it's Buddhist or Christian, they're describing this evil force that's out there. They're describing the exact same force.
Why isn't there no kangaroos mentioned in the Bible?
Who God looks like? It's ridiculous. It's a fool's errand. God.
They didn't like Joey's.
Why didn't they write kangaroo in the Bible? Or didgeridoo? The 12 tribes of Israel were sitting around playing on a didgeridoo.
Where's my didgeridoo, man? I want my didgeridoo.
So much of the Bible and so much of history has been hidden. By design, on purpose. when you look at what's been canonized.
Funny enough.
When you look at the Dead Sea Scrolls that were only recently discovered. When you look at...
Look at the...
You look at some of these other... You know what I mean? Why are those less credible?
That are so old. They are way out... Yeah. They are way more dated than the Bible. The Epic of Gilgamesh is the oldest text on Earth.
Yes.
Don't forget the Apocryphal.
The Apocryphal is amazing.
The blood of those priests,
those bishops, those high we were engineered by our version. No, it's a big joke. You know what I mean? Anyone who clings on to one version or another, what I like to cling on to is that they're all fighting against this evil force, each and every one of them, whether it be the Quran, whether it be
engineered. That's the whole
Kabbalah, whether it be
the Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon. Oh, whatever. The Book of Mormon. I can tell you all about that the same evil force.
I was raised as a Mormon. I lived as a Mormon growing up.
The eye thing.
That was my whole life. Mm. And it was insane.
They're all describing the same evil force.
It's the serpent.
Same exact serpent.
Yeah, it's the serpent cult. The serpent rainbow, the serpent everything. And the Sherpas have to do... They're all mixed up, though. I kind of look at all of them as a mix of good and bad the whole time. They're all radicals, as far as I'm concerned, with the bunch of, you know... They all wanted to dominate. They all had their king. They all had their own tyrant that forced their hand on their citizens, you know. But you know what you guys forgot also? Kids, they're moving from adults to vaccinating the kids now.
Yep.
And we're going to cover that in the next show. I hear the bumper music coming in. I want to thank Bill Grant, Jamie Minichel, and Damian Maynard for joining us on Revolution Radio tonight, the number one listener subscribed radio station in the world.
After party show. After party. Come on.
Yep, we'll do that over on James' channel, Southern Truth.
No,
please.
YouTube for it. Be in that case. Well, the resistance.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Revolution, Revolution Radio.